welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially women business building their businesses from home, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's guest. Respected parent-child relationship coach, Crystal Oliveira, is helping parents develop better relationships with their children so they can more easily influence them to make better personal, academic, and career decisions. Crystal's career started in high school, when she decided after graduation she wanted to pursue a degree in fashion design. She had to get creative in figuring out ways to afford the school of her choice. As a result of her hard work and persistence, she was awarded over $70,000 from grants and scholarships to help pay her way for a higher education. While Crystal's career was off to a great start, she encountered many challenges. Transitioning from school to the workforce, it was much harder than she imagined to get and keep good-paying jobs. Crystal learned from experience and now helps others avoid heartbreak by being better prepared to handle life challenges. Crystal's been seen on Thrive Global, The Business Journal, U.S. News and World Report, Money Matters, and many, many other media outlets. And you can learn more about how Crystal has helped her family at her website, betterdecisionsmatter.com. With all of that being said, she's now at our outlet. So, Crystal, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have me as a guest.
I'm really looking forward to it. I am. And I would love for you to share a little more of your journey and all of those personal things that happened to you before you found yourself on this new pathway.
Okay. Well, I was just a typical high school student, wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do, and I took a class in fashion drawing, so I was encouraged to do that. And I think in many ways I was like other students. You get some advice here and there, and you don't really have a plan of action of what you're going to go towards. You just take advice from different people, and things turn out drastically different than what you had planned for, what you had hoped for. And with a little bit more guidance, a little bit more people taking the time to ask me questions, I think I would have made a whole lot more different choices. And just over the years, I found out that I'm not the only one that feels like that. I've talked to a lot of parents, a lot of students who are like, I wish I would have gotten more guidance and that someone would have really taken the time to either listen to what I wanted to do, better understand my talents and help me figure out what's a good career fit, or really help me understand what kind of challenges I'm going to have to overcome.
So how do you go from fashion design to career coach?
Well, originally when I had done fashion design, I did it because I was passionate about it. But once I got into it, I found out that a lot of automation had eliminated a lot of jobs. So I decided to try different avenues. You know, laws changed. Technology had changed. I tried selling life insurance. I tried group presentations. I tried all these different things afterwards, and I was just frustrated because people, you know, when I had lost my job, it was because the company I worked for had gone bankrupt, it was because of the economy, and everybody's advice to me was go get a job. There was no advice about what's your career, what do you want to plan, what's the next step, what do you want to do? And so for me, it's like I tried all these different industries, I tried these different things. I wasn't satisfied with the advice that I was getting, and I had realized that a lot of parents were like, well, just go to college. That's the answer. And parents were coming to me saying, you know, how did you pay for college? I want my kid to do what you did. And I'm like, no, you don't. You want your kid to do better than what I did. You want them to plan ahead more. You want them to do more research. And so it really developed a conversation with parents where they're like, I need to coach my kids, and I don't know how because I don't have a good relationship with them. So what I had thought was originally career coaching and teaching families how to afford college really turned out to parents saying, how do I relate to my kid? How do I find out their concerns, their fears? How do I get them to listen to me when I make recommendations? And what kind of programs are out there for my kid to participate in? So it really just transitioned to how do parents help their kid make better decisions when it comes to personal, academic, and career.
So is that what being a parent-child relationship coach is about? And if not, share more. And why is it important, especially now, to have that kind of a resource?
Because your child is your whole life, and you don't want your child to struggle. And especially when things are changing, they need to have resiliency. They need to know how to handle those hurdles and how to rebound and how to come back stronger. And a resource, you know, it just gives your child those opportunities to, sometimes children don't know what to do. They don't know how to approach it. They don't have the life experience. And sometimes parents are so busy that they're not as involved in their children's life as they would like to be. They don't have as much time or quality time to spend with them as they like to. And so sometimes they grow apart, and they just need a fun, engaging way to rebuild the relationship so they feel comfortable talking to their kid. Because a lot of parents are like, it's awkward when you ask your kid what they want to be when they grow up, and they're like, I don't know. And so parents were like, how do you rebuild that relationship? How do you get back that time that you had lost? And once we develop a relationship, then maybe they'll feel more comfortable talking about some serious subjects and setting their kid up for success.
Do you ever find kind of a through thread with the different families, parents and children that you're working with, or is everybody just completely unique?
What I find is that there tends to be groups. A lot of times you have the parents who are busy working hard. Sometimes they have multiple jobs and they don't have that time to connect with their child. And then you have parents who tend to be from higher incomes where their jobs are constantly on the go and they're constantly, maybe they're in upper management. And so sometimes when they talk to their kids, it's hard for their kids to understand where they're coming from just because there's this huge gap. And a lot of kids seem to be pushed into these very generic options, you know, doctor, accountant, attorney. And so when they have a parent who's from a higher income like management, sometimes they don't understand what their parent's talking about. So parents tend to have a hard time connecting to their kid because they're so career focused and their kid hasn't had that exposure. So on one end of the spectrum, it's parents don't have enough time. And then on the other end of the spectrum, they're like, how do I introduce my kids to topics or subjects that they might not understand, because typically schools don't talk about accountability and subjects that management, upper management might have to deal with.
Why is it that so many parents feel like they're failing their child and their children, even when they feel like they are trying so hard not to?
A lot of it's just parent guilt. Parents feel guilty because there's so many resources out there that teach there's a proper way to parent, or there's one way to parent, or this is the best way to parent. And in reality, kids are different. They have different personalities. They have different talents. And kids need to be guided in a way that strengthens them. And so parents are often so busy that they don't have time to figure out and go through all the resources to find out what's the best fit for their child. And a lot of times they just get off work and they're tired and they're like, why do I, as a parent, they feel bad because they're like, I don't want to spend this time doing this. Like, isn't that what the high school guidance counselor is for? Or, you know, the college career guidance? Like, why is so much of this being put on me as a parent? And then they feel bad because they're like, yes, this is my kid and my whole life, but I got off work and I don't want to spend time, you know, figuring out the college maze and how to pay for it, and how to apply for it, and how to help them pick the best career path. Isn't that what school's for? Isn't that why they're going to school pretty much you know, so many hours each week. And so parents feel a lot of confliction because it's like they want help, but at the same time they know they're responsible, but they don't feel like they have a team or a committee or other people helping them. They don't have good relationships with them, so they're not really sure what their child needs. They feel overwhelmed. They're getting all these mixed messages from the media, their friends, their family, and what they should do. And so sometimes they feel guilty because they're just not spending as much time as they feel they should, and they just end up beating themselves up because they're not meeting that idealistic expectation of what a parent is.
How do you deal with the parent guilt, though? Because let's face it, as you said, you are getting so many mixed messages and everything else. So you as a coach, how do you help that parent realize that they are doing their best, the only expectations they can live up to are their own, and they need to be realistic in those expectations?
Absolutely. And I think part of it is parents just need a really good support group. And that's one of the things I offer as a coach is a podcast. So parents can go to my website, betterdecisionsmatter.com, and fill out a survey and say, these are the challenges I'm experiencing with my kid in these different areas. And then I base the podcast episodes on that. And what it does is it helps parents realize, like, I'm not the only parent who's going through this particular challenge. And, you know, sometimes parents like to share, like, I've tried this and it didn't work. I tried this and it didn't work. Well, I tried that and it did work, but not to the extent that I thought it would or hoped it would. And so what I do is I help take all these experiences and, you know, I help share guidance, like, here are things that have worked for some parents. Here are some options you may have not tried or resources you may have not heard, or here are some of the other resources parents are using or approaches they have tried. And what it does is it allows parents to realize there's more than one way to parent a kid, especially in a particular area. It's, let me see what other parents are doing, what's working for others, what are my options, what's my lifestyle, values, and beliefs, and then let me pick the one that sounds like it's a good match for my family, and then they can move forward with that. So it's not about the right one, it's about what are my options.
And let's face it, I'm doing finger quotes in the air as far as the right one and the options. It's not a shirt. It's not a recipe book. The right is going to be what fits you and your family, your biorhythms that are going on, who's a morning person, who's an evening person, you know, all of those different things. So I love that you are fostering that because, again, as you said before, you know, you see all of these other things and, you know, and then you're measuring yourself unrealistically. You were in fashion. You know, how many girls have all of these eating disorders because they're looking at these photoshopped models and don't realize that this really isn't how many of them look in real life, and that this is an unrealistic goal. You have to be you. So I love that you are encouraging that for parents. How do you foster that with a child who maybe has, you know, that different style than their parents do? How do you reconcile that difference?
Great question. So I'm of the belief that, you know, one of the parents' biggest jobs is to teach their kid how to figure things out on their own. And I think a lot of parents also have parent guilt because they feel like they have to have the right answer or they have to solve things for their child versus teaching their child to be able to solve things on their own. And, you know, that's part of having a relationship with the child is not just telling them what to do. As they get older, they need that opportunity to practice making choices. Some of them are better than others, but they need to do it in a protected, safe environment. You know, before they turn 18, they need to practice making these decisions. And parents need to say, you know, I might not know how to get you into college, but I'm willing to help you. I'm willing to provide, you know, take you to workshops or buy you books, or I'm willing to pay for a coach to help you, or, you know, find activities that you can participate in that might look good on your college application. And that's just one example. It could be, you know, for finding a job, their first job. It could be for finding an internship, or how do they get their first job out of college. But having those conversations, parents can say, well, this is what I've done. This is what works for me, organization. I'm an early bird. I'm a night owl, you know, but this is a system that works for me and why I use it. And then kids can try it, or they can adjust it, or they can modify it. And parents can say, well, if this doesn't work for you, maybe I'll, you know, research some resources so it puts it on the kid. If you're having a hard time being organized, you need to go to the organization store or the container store and, you know, pick up a couple things. So you're sharing that responsibility with the kid, saying, I'm not going to solve all your problems. You know, there's going to come a point in your life where you have to take full responsibility for yourself. But right now, I'm willing to help you. I'm willing to give you those skills. Let's have a conversation. What do you need? What are your problems? Where do you think you can find it? As an adult, let me share with you what I know, my experience. And if we both can't figure it out, who else can we go to that may have some different ideas?
Fabulous advice. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back on Word of Mom Radio. We are speaking with parent-child relationship coach Crystal Oliveria. And I love what you are sharing. I really do, because as a parent, it's funny, I am now a grandmother, and mm-hmm. my grandson is almost 2.5. And last week I had him, we were back at his house because I get to watch him. I'm so lucky, 1 or 2 mornings mm-hmm. a week. And we actually had a little weekend sleepover, and he was home and I was asking him to take off his shirt. And he's trying, and he was getting frustrated. And my son and, you know, Jocelyn, they're sitting there, and my son's like, just do it for him. He's getting frustrated. And I just looked at him. I said, how do you think you learned how to get dressed? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he got his arm out. He got his hand out. He got his head out. And then it's like, yay, you know? And I'm like, no. I said, you know, I said, Dan, realize this. And, you know, right now he's 2. So, you know, he has mm-hmm. those little fits. He throws his temper tantrums. I'm like, here's the deal, dude. You're exhausted, and I totally appreciate that both of you at the end of the day, it's so much easier to just let him do whatever he wants in the short mm-hmm. term, because in the long run, if you don't get him now between 2.5 and 3.5 to quell that temper and everything else, this could be mm-hmm. a long life.
A long journey ahead of you.
I'm serious. And it's so funny because that same daddy, when he was probably 14, said to me one day, he goes, you know, when does my opinion count in this family? I said, when you pay mm-hmm. rent. I said, until then, you're along for the ride. I said, understand, I'm your parent. I hear what you're saying. I do take your feelings into consideration, but ultimately, I'm the adult. It is my responsibility to make these decisions. And someday when you're a parent, you'll get that. And now he's living it, and he's like, boy, Mom, I tell you, words of yours come flooding back. He said, how did you do it with three of us? And I was a single mom.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, it is the job of mom that we're not here for a popularity contest. We're just not.
Definitely. Well said.
You know, somebody said to me once, I was like, my son just said, I hate you. They were like, yeah, you're doing your job right.
They come back around. Like, they might take a couple kids, but they'll come back around.
Exactly. And, you know, they do. They do because, let's face it, this is a lifelong job that, again, you talked about parent guilt. So often in that parent guilt, we then just do things that we instinctually know we shouldn't do,
mm-hmm.
but do it anyway to just, you know, to just lessen that guilt because we feel bad and, you know, short-term goals, long-term effects. So in going through that, what does a better relationship for a parent look like with their child as they go through this whole coaching process and things with you?
A better relationship looks like talking to your kid on a regular basis, having conversations about, you know, how was your day, how was school, what's going on with your friends, what are you excited about, and them also feeling comfortable sharing with you their disappointments. I'm disappointed I got a lower grade on this test that I work hard for. I'm disappointed with, you know, this decision my friend made because, you know, I thought we were better friends than that. It's them being able to open up about multiple things that are going on in their life. And, you know, even on those rare moments when they ask for advice, like, hey, what would you do or what do you think? It's about building relationships so they feel comfortable enough coming to you as a parent saying, I have these problems or challenges, but I also want to share the good times with you as well. Or, you know, you're willing to help me work things out. Or I know you're giving me that tough love. There's that respect because you're not giving me everything. You're not, you know, if when you give a child everything, you tend to set them up for failure because they don't know how to cope. They don't know how to go out and get it. But when you teach them, I don't have all the answers as a parent. I'm not trying to be a know-it-all, but I can pass on my wisdom that I've learned from life experiences. Then you're setting up them up to say, hey, like, there's more to learn than just school. You can talk to people and learn their life lessons and their wisdom. And that's what a better relationship looks like. It's being able to have these ongoing conversations, regardless of what age or stage they are at life, because they respect you, they respect your opinion, and they're willing to take, listen, even though they might make some different choices, they trust you enough to value your opinion, to take it into consideration, to decide, you know, based on the decision they're going to make. You're basically being an influencer. You're influencing them to make decisions that are within their best interest.
And so as that parent-child relationship improves, is this more and more what life as a parent looks like?
Life looks like there's a lot less stress. Because then you're not so worried about, is my child going to succeed? What happens if they stumble? What happens if they fall? Are they going to get too emotional, not know how to handle their emotions? And really, it's about learning to trust your child in the decisions that they make. So it makes it easier to be prouder of them. It makes it easier to show that affection and say, I'm proud of you for what you were able to accomplish in school or what you did volunteering or how you helped our neighbor. It just makes it easier because as a parent, you know you should love your child, but it's easier when they're on track and they're doing things and you see them become a productive member of society because now you have genuine things to compliment them about. Yes, you love your kid because they're your kid, but now there's more to love because They're becoming a lovable person that's contributing, they're helping society, and it's knowing that they're going to be able to continue to make good decisions after they become an adult and they're living on their own.
What a great way to wrap this episode up. So as we close out, Crystal, what would you like to leave the audience with? And then please let everyone know how they can reach out to you.
Yes. So the message that I really want you to take away is that there's no one way or right way to parent. Every kid is different. They have different talents, abilities, learning styles. And so it's really going out there and discovering what resources are available and what's going to be a good fit for your family. So I encourage you to tune into my podcast, to go to my website at betterdecisionsmatter.com. If you want to contact me directly, you can contact me at my email address, which is crystal@betterdecisionsmatter.com.
Where is your podcast airing, or does it air through your website?
It's through the website.
How fabulous. Love sharing a fellow podcaster. We need to have more of us out there. And again, you know, our tagline is sharing the wisdom of women. And I love what you are sharing because, you know, as parents, especially now in all of the things that are going on, we have so much more time that we have been given to spend with our kids. And as stressful it is as things have been, I really think there have been so many good things that have come from this. And so many relationships that are getting strengthened. And I love what you are showing and sharing and helping parents and children work together in creating those really positive relationships. So on behalf of all of our listeners, I'm going to say thank you in advance for those that take advantage and tune in and submit some questions to you and everything else, because I think you're doing a wonderful job out there. I really do. So thanks for that. And
yes,
for all of you tuning in here on Word of Mom Radio, thank you so much for spending time with us. We are going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong.
She